I want to talk about what's going on in our schools. We're often told that there is no critical race theory in the schools. You stupid parents. How dare you confront our hardworking school board members? You're just angry about nothing. You're making it up. There's nothing to it. Well, it turns out there actually is something to it, especially right here in our area, in Fairfax County, Virginia. Let's talk to a reporter who's sussed it out and shared it with the world. It's Chrissy Clark, writer at the Daily Wire. She reports on higher education and college campus issues and also what's going on in school districts around the country. Hello, Chrissy.
Hey, Vince. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Great to have you with us. Tell us about this story out of Fairfax County and how the words critical race theory are definitely a part of the conversation.
Absolutely. So like you mentioned, critical race theory is consistently being implemented in school districts under the guise of different names. So parents likely can't see it. It comes in the different form of social emotional learning, cultural responsive teaching, a ton of different words. And so when you actually see the words critical race theory, it's kind of rare. But that doesn't mean that it's not being implemented in the school districts. And school districts will oftentimes say, no, we're not teaching critical race theory. We're teaching cultural sensitivity training. It's like it's the same thing. Thank you. But Fairfax County actually sent out, it was supposed to be a, quote, teacher-facing item. So that's an item intended just for teachers to see. But it defined critical race theory among a ton of progressive ideologies and explained how to implement these ideologies in the classroom.
So if you're talking about critical race theory with the teachers and suggesting that that ideology needs to be a part of the classroom, I mean, I'm sorry, I'm dense, but I'm not that dense. Critical race theory is clearly a part of the education in Fairfax County.
It absolutely is. And they specifically do say in this PowerPoint, which you can read over at the Daily Wire, in adopting this approach, they are telling people to talk to their children or their students about critical race theory in the topics of school funding, segregation, language policy, discipline policies, curriculum, assessments, accountability policies, et cetera. And if you're wondering, if you're a parent wondering what that means, if you listen to what Barack Obama said when he was president about restorative justice, critical race theory and restorative justice essentially go hand in hand. So Black students will not be punished because they are Black. They will take now race into account when it comes to disciplining your students, which, you know, there are some people that think that's great, and there are some people that think that's bad. But at the end of the day, that was played out. Restorative justice and these discipline policies were played out in San Francisco Unified School District. And you're seeing children getting assaulted, bringing knives to school, and not getting punished for it. Restorative justice practices are what led to the Parkland shooting in Florida. These are bad practices that have bad outcomes, and these are intrinsic in critical race theory. So it's not just the curriculum that you're learning, but it's the practices that make up the culture of the school district.
Okay, so this is an important point. So when it comes to discipline for students, and speaking as a guy who was once a kid who was disciplined in school plenty of times, don't get me wrong, the suggestion here is that Black students, because of the way this critical race theory worldview, need to be held to a lower standard because of the color of their skin.
Yes. Correct. So, if there's a 3-strike policy for a white student, there might be a 6-strike policy for a Black student. It's essentially the bigotry of low expectations that Black students are unable to make the correct decisions that a white student would make, which in itself is racist,
yes.
But I mean, that's the entire premise of critical race theory.
Right. So thanks to your reporting here, and there's no hiding from the point that critical race theory is definitely a part of the conversation, and these racist ideologies are being injected into the classroom. Did you get any feedback from is Fairfax County standing by this? Are they full speed ahead on all of this stuff?
Yeah, about a year ago, I started reporting on this issue with Loudoun County School Districts, which is nearby Fairfax.
Yes.
Fairfax and Arlington, and they just stopped responding to me at this point. They know who I am. They know the stories that I'll write. And they refuse to respond because they do stand by it. And they know how stupid they sound when they say, yes, we stand by this, especially in the context of writing all of this out. And you know that they stand by this, not just because of their answers or lack thereof, but because that's where their money is going towards. They're redirecting their spending. They're spent $49,600, according to a report from Parents Defending Education, on an anti-bias community engagement policy survey. This is money going straight from taxpayers' pockets, and instead of educating your kids, it's going to New York City-based diversity, equity, and inclusion firms.
Yes.
It's a waste of taxpayer dollars, and it's all funded by the taxpayer and going to critical race theory training.
So it's completely abusive and bigoted. Chrissy Clark, you have another story up on the Daily Wire that bears mentioning, and it involves the Girl Scouts. I can't tell you how many times I've seen Girl Scout stories these last few years, and they always depress me because they always involve some sort of deranged liberal ideology. But you have a headline up, Girl Scouts push anti-racism guide that claims that colorblindness, quote, perpetuates racism. What's that story about?
Yeah, Girl Scouts, I think, Vince, it's kind of tough from a conservative perspective to want to go after the Girl Scouts. We were talking about this in our office, you know, as conservatives, we want to be there for those groups that create culture and community. And the Girl Scouts always did that. And now the way that they're creating culture and community is by telling you that if you don't subscribe to your ideology, you're perpetuating racism. And it's sad because this is a cultural institution that's been so life-changing for so many, yet they subscribe to this woke ideology. And so the playbook here is that they're saying, if you say, I don't see color or we're the same, you might be well-intentioned, but it perpetuates racism because you're being blind to people's identities. And it's just counterintuitive to what being colorblind actually is. It's not being blind to someone's color. It's about not treating somebody different. It's about not instilling restorative justice practices in the essentially racist agenda that says because you are X, you cannot do Y. Candace Owens is so great at explaining this. Just because you're Black does not mean that you can't exceed. Somehow that's been attributed to whiteness, and that's silly. And yet somehow Girl Scouts is going on and pushing this agenda to young women.
Yeah, they've been out of control for a while now. I remember a decade ago, it was 2010, they were distributing a handbook on media literacy, like how to confront bias in news reporting. And they recommended that in order to confront bias, you just have to go to this handy resource called Media Matters for America. The Girl Scouts were directing people to this deranged liberal hack organization as a way to, quote, balance out media bias. You know you're lost when. Chrissy Clark.
Oh, goodness.
Thank you so much. Great to talk to you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Please keep up the great work at the Daily Wire. Pretty cool.